and dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. Joining me today is Michael Bourgeois on Pep Talk with Compass Solar. So if you have any solar questions, we would love to hear from you. 437-1620. That's 437-1620. You are welcome to call or text. Michael, how are you?
Doing very well. Thank you. How are you?
Doing great. And you had a good Memorial Day weekend. It was a beautiful weekend.
That's right. It was a beautiful weekend. It went by too fast.
Oh, didn't it? It went by so fast, but that's how it always goes, right? Someone put on Facebook the other day how many weeks until Christmas, and I was like, please don't ever show that to me again. They do that just to depress all of us, I think.
It's a lot of weeks.
It's tons of weeks. Oh, but we are in June, and summer's ramping up, and let's talk about solar. Yes. So tell me a little bit about the process of what happens when you want to go solar.
Okay, the process of going solar. Well, you give us a call or you get on our website, www.compasssolar.com, or you give us a call at 850-439-0035, and we put you in touch with one of our solar consultants. The best, most effective thing to do is to have one of our solar consultants come out to your home, set up an appointment, come out to your home, and have a consultation, a full consultation. Not a quick visit, not a hey, how's it going? Here's a price, see you later. A full, thorough analysis of your power bill, an evaluation of your property to see if the site is conducive to go solar, and then a sit-down explanation of the process, of how it all works, how the equipment works together, which solar panels pair best with which inverters. There's a lot of detail to go over. So, you know, it can take 30 minutes. It can take an hour. It just depends on how many questions you have and how much information needs to be covered. But you have an appointment with a solar consultant. And the purpose of the appointment is for education mostly. If you want to buy right then and there, go for it. But no Compass Solar consultant is going to pressure anybody into making a decision right then and there. So that consultation is not necessarily you committing to spend money. It's just for you to get information from us to see if it's a good fit, and to find out whether or not solar is the right choice for you. So that you have that sit down consultation, and let's say that it's a good fit, you decide to say yes to solar. Fantastic. At that point, there's a little bit of paperwork to fill out, some agreements to sign, and a notice of commencement so that we can start the work, you know, engineering, pulling permits, all that good stuff, and actually perform the work on the property. So after the paperwork is done, within a few days to, up to a week, we're going to perform a site survey. Someone from our engineering department is actually going to come out and do an actual site survey. So our site survey is going to come out there, and it's going to be more thorough than what the consultant does. Your consultant, he's going to take a peek around, and he's going to use a lot of satellite imaging. But the site surveyor, he's going to have to look in the attic to see what the attic construction looks like. You know, is it 2x4s or 2x6s up there? Are they spaced 16 inches on center or 24 inches on center? Are they, you know, horizontal trusses or vertical trusses? There's a lot to go over. So he's going to get in the attic. He's going to get up on the roof. He's going to give you, you know, your roof a visual inspection to find out if your roof's in good enough shape, in our opinion, for you to go solar. Going to get pictures of the meter. Going to get pictures of the house. Pictures, tons of them. And measurements, tons of them to see what we can fit on the roof. So that before we actually start engineering the project, we are certain that everything will fit and will produce as expected. He's going to measure tree coverage and shade if there's any. A lot of stuff. So it's about an hour long to a two-hour process on the site survey. After the site survey, it goes to engineering, where our engineering team, they design it. They get a structural stamp. They get it all approved. They get electrical schematics, all that good stuff. Then it goes to permitting. And then once we get the permit approved, well, then we order equipment, schedule it with you, and the installation takes place. After that, It takes a few days to get the work inspected by the building department. Once we pass inspection, then we help you go through the interconnection process with FPL. And that usually takes a few days, up to a few weeks. And then once FPL gives permission to operate, then you are in business. We'll come back for a final walkthrough, show you how everything works, and that's when we'll get to all those referrals and positive online reviews.
Yes, absolutely.
That we so rightfully earned.
Right. And so what would you say the general time frame is from start to finish?
Well, industry standard is 60 to 90 days.
Okay.
In some cases, it takes a little longer, and in some cases, we can get it done way sooner. Mm-hmm. It really just, it's all a case-by-case basis. We have gotten, soup to nuts, start to finish. We've done it in 30 to 45 days, and then there's been some instances where it's taken 4, even 5 months sometimes to get it done. It just depends on the level of design that has to take place, the customization. There's a lot of factors, but 60 to 90 days is a really, really safe time estimate.
And if you need more information, you can head on over to compasssolar.com. That's 3 S's. Their phone number is 439-0035. And their motto is, if we take care of our customers, God will take care of us. And I can tell you, I've been talking to Michael for a while, and they are committed to educating you, not selling you. That's how I feel. When I'm listening to them, they just want to make sure you're making the best decision you can for your purchase, because it is a huge purchase. And they've even said, even if you're going with another company, have them come out and check it out. I mean, just to make sure that you're getting the best.
Absolutely.
That you can, because this is a long-term big commitment.
That's right. Call us. We are not, we haven't fooled ourselves into thinking that we're going to capture 100% of the market. No one does that. That's crazy. That's a monopoly, right? Like what FPL has. Hey,
yes,
you know
we I guess feel it every month.
I'll derail from that from this real quick. So we have it's a monopoly here in Florida. We only have one option for electricity, and that's whatever utility company has the contract for your address, for your zip code, for your area. So whether it's FPL or a co-op, that is your only option except for going solar. So solar is really, that's the only way out of the utility monopoly,
right?
Is to go solar. And, you know, these utility companies, they have decade-long contracts with the Public Service Commission.
Yeah, it is a long time.
So the only way to change that is through our legislators, our elected officials. That is a fight. That is a battle. It is way easier to go solar.
Right.
I'll tell you that. I mean, to try to change this this utility monopoly through legislation, I mean, we can keep chipping away at it, but you could just go solar and make your life so much easier and get out from under that utility monopoly. I forgot what I was talking about before.
Like to say, I digress. We do that all the time, and that's okay. We enjoy that. We want to hear your passion, Michael. It's okay. If you want to call or text, your questions is 437-1620. Like I said, you can go to compasssolar.com. They service areas in Pensacola, Milton, Gulf Breeze, Navarre, Crestview, Fort Walton Beach, Destin, Panama City, and Mexico Beach. So don't think if you're just not local, you can be serviced. They service all these areas. Give them a call, 439-0035. We were talking about the process of when you go solar, the different steps.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. I guess we went through it.
It was
a pretty quick explanation.
Because there's a lot of steps involved, but y'all are very well versed in that and can help the client through all those steps.
I remember what it was.
Okay.
Now it's that we're not convinced that we're going to get every single possible bit of business there is. You know, we're not trying to be a monopoly. Our goal is to have a consultation with anyone and everyone that's thinking about going solar within our area. Mm-hmm. If you don't go with us, that's okay. At least meet with us so that you can get the true, accurate, factual information about how solar works and about what is best for your particular site, for your house.
Right.
Find out what's best for you. You can take that information and do whatever you want with it. We hope you go with us. But if you don't, it's okay. We just want the opportunity to sit down and make sure that you know exactly what you're getting into.
Right. And they've been local since 1998. So they've been around here a while. And we have had the discussion of it's great to have someone local that if there's an issue or you feel like you need to have a talk with them or come up there, anything, they're local. So you can go up to their business, call them on the phone, and they can come.
You can. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I would say if you've been installed already and it wasn't from us, or if you've been installed from us and if your solar panels are yellow, it's time to give us a call.
Yeah.
Let us clean those things for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, people, I mean, they pay to pressure wash their driveways and sidewalks. They pay to pressure wash the side of their house. I've even seen people pay to pressure wash their roof, their shingles and
stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Now, we're not going to pressure wash the solar panels. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying it's just part of regular house maintenance mm-hmm. to clean that stuff off once in a while. But the thing about cleaning solar panels is it's going to increase your production value.
Right.
So this is the only cleaning that's going to pay for itself.
Exactly.
Actually pay for itself in real money that you get in increased electricity production. So you don't necessarily have to clean the solar panels, but it is highly recommended that you clean the solar panels after a year or two or three, because once they get covered in a film of pollen that doesn't wash off, because pollen is sticky. If you have a car sitting and it gets covered in pollen, the rain will help some, but it doesn't really clean it all the way off. So we get up there and we give them a scrub and we get all that sticky stuff off the panels, and then they produce better and they look brand new.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Absolutely brand new. It's always pretty shocking. Even for us, it's still shocking when we go out to clean solar panels and they look fine and we go up there, or we think they look fine, and we go up there and we clean them and they're sparkling and it's like, my goodness gracious, I did not realize how dirty these things were.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Because you're not right up there on them.
You're not looking at it every day.
So
you go and you clean them and then you step back down and the before and after pictures are just, it's shocking. You don't realize how dirty those things are until you clean them off.
If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Michael Bourgeois with Compass Solar, compasssolar.com for more information, or give them a call, 439-0035. You can ask your solar questions this morning, 437-1620. You can call or text. We appreciate you listening. This morning, we're talking about the benefits of going solar and the process of going solar, and also that they service anyone's solar.
That's right. We do.
So it doesn't have to be theirs. If you need a service from another company, they do that as well.
Absolutely. And touching on the cleaning again, this is a true story. This happened just over this weekend. I was driving in the car with my wife, and there were two houses with solar panels right next door to each other. And they were on the front of the house, so you could see them both very clearly. Because in this particular neighborhood on this street, these homes, the front of the house was facing south. So I believe it was us that cleaned the solar panels, but I don't want to say for sure. But one person had older panels and they had just been cleaned, and one person had some, what was clearly very newer, well, clear to me, very newer panels that had not been cleaned. So it had been up for, you know, maybe 6 months to a year. And my wife said, oh, so are those the, is that a new system next to an old system, just by observation?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, actually, the newer looking panels are older, but they have just been cleaned.
Wow.
And so it makes a huge difference. So on these older panels, they look like brand new next to these newer panels that were just covered in pollen.
Oh, that's amazing.
Absolutely.
And a friend texted in, do you build freestanding solar systems?
We can. We do. Typically, we refer to that as a ground mount system, and we do build ground mount systems. Some people prefer to have solar installed on a carport structure, or they'll have a pergola built to put solar panels on. Or there's just the standard ground mount system, which is something that we can assist with.
And also there's pictures of that on your website. I'm looking at it right now.
That's right.
The ground one, the one on the pergola, is that what you said?
Right. There's ground mounts, there's pergolas.
They have all the pictures on there as well. So it's compasssolar.com, three S's, if you want to look at that.
That's right. We have a gallery on our website to go through and just to kind of inspire some ideas.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we're talking about the benefits. What I think is a great benefit for going solar, I mean, honestly, one of the best benefits, is that you're going to replace your power bill, of course, with the cost of the solar. So it's a replacement of a bill. But then eventually that gets paid off.
That's right. There's no other investment that works like this. And there's no other appliance that pays like this. So it's not like a traditional investment. It is a passive investment. You invest the money into going solar. It eliminates a bill or a portion of a bill and replaces it with a temporary bill. So you've got this permanent bill ever increasing that you can't escape, which is your power bill. And you replace that bill with a, well, you either pay for it all at once, pay cash, that's no problem, or you finance it and you replace your power bill with a bill that's probably around the same amount that you're paying anyways. But eventually that bill goes away. It's gone. And so then you just produce electricity for free for, I don't know, 30 years?
Yeah.
I mean, the warranty's for 30 years, so I don't think that the day after the 30th year is over, the whole thing's just going to self-destruct.
I don't think so either.
So it'll probably last at least a few years longer than the 30-year warranty. So you can be confident that you're going to get 3 decades worth of return out of this investment.
Absolutely, yes. And like I've said before, I love your motto. I think it's great. If we take care of our customers, God will take care of us. And I think that shows morals and values that you want in a company, that they're there to do you right. They're there to educate you. Of course, we talked about in the past the federal reimbursement. Sometimes that can get misconstrued when talking to certain companies about how that works. And so they're very knowledgeable about that.
That's right. The federal income tax credit. It's not a rebate, so it's not a guarantee that you're going to get a check. It's a 30% tax credit. It's an income tax credit. So although, you know, if you go solar, you're going to get the income tax credit. It just doesn't always look how people expect it to look. It doesn't always come in the form of a check that gets mailed back to you from the IRS. It may just sit as a credit. It depends on your tax liability, on how much you pay into the income tax system. That's the factor that's going to determine how much you receive back. Now, it can be spaced out over until 2032, I think it could be spaced out. So you don't have to get it all at once, but I know that a lot of times the expectation from other solar companies when they're sitting with customers is that they're almost guaranteeing that a person is going to get a check for 30% of the gross total of the project back almost immediately. It doesn't always happen that way, and you have to consult with your tax professional to find out.
Yes, and our friend would like to know, how many watts are the solar panels that they install?
Oh, well, it depends. They're around 400 watts these days. If you had asked that question last year, I think last year we were installing, in the beginning of the year, 315-watt panels, and then it went to 325, and then it was 335s and 345s, then 385s. Now, we still install quite a few 385s, but we install a lot of 405s now. There's 410s out there. We've even installed some 450s and some 500s. It's just that, you know, we look for that the price sweet spot, but as well as the size of the panel. Sweet spot, right? A lot of these 500 watt panels and 550 watt panels, they're huge. So believe it or not, you end up with less wattage on the roof sometimes when you try to go with a larger panel, because you just can't fit enough panels up there. So you go with a smaller panel that has a lower wattage, but you can fit more of them up there, so you can actually get more wattage, more electricity produced on the roof. So that's something that we, you know, in general, there's a 405 watt panel that we really, really like. And that's our go-to recommendation. But, you know, we can do whatever anybody wants.
Right. So give them a call. Their phone number is 439-0035. That's compasssolar.com. We are speaking with Michael Bourgeois with Compass Solar. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, here on News Radio 92.3. We are informative, local, and dependable. If you would have a solar question, 437-1620. And also, what manufacturer do you use for your inverters on electrical equipment?
There's a ton of manufacturers. We are favoring the Enphase microinverter these days. We really like the Enphase microinverter. It's very reliable, and it's probably the premier microinverter company in the world, really. So we really like the Enphase microinverters. Although Solark makes just an outstandingly impressive string inverter. The Solark inverter, it is extraordinarily capable of doing so many things. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get too technical, but there's a Solark inverter that actually has a 200 amp bus bar. So you could power your whole home with some batteries. I'm not going to get into all that. it's way too much detail
to go
into.
Technical. Technical, huh?
So for microinverters, we like Enphase microinverters. For a string inverter, we'd probably go with recommending a Solark string inverter.
Very good. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you so much for texting in your questions this morning. Again, that's 437-1620. We've been talking about the process of solar, maybe some benefits of going solar, especially here in Florida, where it is the sunshine state. We get lots of sun. But they're not here to, like I've said, sell you something. They're really here to educate you, making sure that you get the best that you can with this big purchase. So I really appreciate you and your morals and values over at Compass Solar. It definitely shows.
Thank you.
For more information, like I said, compasssolar.com, 439-0035. Thank you, Michael, for joining me this morning. We have Paul Epstein with Running Wild. You know he's always fun. We got to hear about the graffiti bridge run, so stay tuned for that. Also, tonight is Fiesta Day's Seville Quarter at 7. It's the kickoff of 10 days of Fiesta events, so don't miss out.